welcome to the DriveCast. This is Ed Travers, one of the Campus Life pastors at our Lewis Center campus. Grateful to have you on the DriveCast. This past Sunday, we continued in our series we're calling Practicing, The Art of Becoming Like Christ. And we're looking at different ways in which we abide in Christ and learn to lean into Him as He transforms us to be more like the Son of God, Jesus. We looked at this concept of meditation or the reading of the Word and allowing it to influence our life. And we looked at Psalm chapter 1. Let me read this verse to you. It says, "Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night." And the one thing I've heard over and over again from people is they'll say, well, you know, how do I know that God is speaking to me? How do I know the voice of the Lord? And I think it's important to recognize that that we're always being influenced by somebody. There's a lot of people in the world that have a voice in our life, whether we recognize it or not. It can be on TV, it can be in the songs, it can be in our literature and our poetry. It's all over. Like, we're constantly being told things, and those messages we're getting can influence our life. And what God is saying here in Psalm 1 is, hey, blessed is the man who doesn't. And it gives all these qualifiers of different types of voices that are in your head, talking about those that are sinners, those that scoff at God, those who are wicked or immoral. And he's saying, don't allow them to influence your mind, but happy is the man who then meditates on the law of the Lord. Now, the law of the Lord is not just the Ten Commandments, or the Levitical laws that you might read from the Old Testament. In Psalms there, it's really referring to the entire counsel of God. What is it that God's saying, His revelation to us? And on this side of the cross, we know that Jesus Christ is the Word of God. And so He is the entire revelation of God to mankind. So what is that saying to us? It's saying that we need to allow God and His Word, His revelation to us, to become the very thing that our hearts delight in. To meditate on it. That doesn't mean that we empty our mind, as like the Eastern meditation would be. It means we fill our mind with the Word. There needs to allow God to speak to us. And here's the thing. You can know that God is speaking to you because He has spoken to you very loud and very clearly through His Word. That's why it's so important to read the Word of God and allow it to seep into our souls, to meditate on it. Happy is the man. I mean, that's the one thing that we want in our life. Like, we all want to be happy. And God is making us a promise here, saying that, look, you can actually have the very thing that you want, but it's going to go against the grain of the world's influence. That's why He started out with that qualifier. You know, when I think about, you know, the message of the world is, if you just acknowledge your desires and go after them and achieve your desires, you're finally going to be happy. And what I've found to be true in life is that when you follow your desires, oftentimes they become the things that most enslave your life, the things that trap your life. And those people seem to be the least happy, constantly trying to follow your desires. And that's the message of the world telling you, you've got to figure out what is it you feel inside and actually have that, and then you'll be happy. And God, in His infinite wisdom, is saying to us, actually, that won't work for you. You need My Word. So I think the question for us is, how do we delight in it? How do we get our hearts to delight in the Word of God? Well, I think it starts with, what kind of life do you want? Do you want a life that, you know, where you have the fruit of the Spirit? You know, the next verse in Psalms talks about how we're planted like a tree that brings fruit in the season. We're planted by a stream, and that stream is the Word of God. It's His revelation into our hearts. And do we really want that fruit of the Spirit in our life, the love, the joy, the peace, the patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, and self-control, the things we talked about in the first week of our series? And we get that by allowing the Word of God over time to have its work in us. We take the time to create the discipline to allow it to seep in our hearts on a daily basis, whether it's 5 minutes or whether it's 55 minutes, however it is that we take in the Word of God and start to meditate on it. That means we think about it. We start to think, what does this mean? What does this come from? How does it apply to my life? And as we engage in the Word of God and start to apply it to our life, He slowly transforms us. It's like He renews our mind to the things of God. And as that happens, the fruit of the God supernaturally just starts to fall out of our life, just spring up and fall out and bless other people. God, I pray that you help us to have a heart to lean into you, that you would teach us to delight in your word. Lord, make your word come alive, even the spots we don't understand, God. I pray that you would use the word to speak to our hearts until we grow to full maturity. Give us the patience, but the discipline to lean in. And we ask that in your son's name. Amen. Well, before you go on to the next thing, I want you just to think about, what is your normal routine? How do you take in the word of God? And what's one step you can take this week to maybe engage a little bit more in the word of God? Well, till next time, God bless.